Mishnah continues. Klayim Perites Mishnah Tes. It says that Levadim Asurim Mipnei Shehem Shuim. Materials that have felted materials. That means that you take together the Tzemer Upishtan and you comb them together. They're Asur Mipnei Shehem Shuim because they are combed together. The Rishonim point out that this is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. They're not attached through Ariga or Kishira, other things. They haven't gone through the entire process of Shatnez, all three steps. But because they are combed together, so therefore, mid-Rabbanan, there is an Isser. Piv shel tzemer b'shel pishtan, aser b'pnei shehem chozrim ba'arig. That if you have a piv shel tzemer, you have a garment made out of flax, and then around the border of that garment, you essentially press into it a string or a lip on the garment made of wool. We say that's aser. Again, that is not really aser d'oraisa because it has not been firmly attached. It's not been permanently attached. It has been really woven together. It's been pushed into place. It is aser because by pressing it down, it's as though you had stitched it in. You had been oreg them together. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishichas Shel Argamon Asuros. Mivnei Shehu Molel Ad Shelo Kosher. They used to make the begadim more fancy. They would take the, a tape or a bundle of purple wool, and they would want to adorn themselves with that. So you would have a beged that's made out of cotton, made out of flax. They'd want to put on a tape on or place on some argamon, some purple wool. So you're not allowed to do that. Why not? Mipnei shehu molel ad shelo kosher. Because before tying it around your waist, which would not be an iser of klayim, they would stitch them onto the beged. So you would stitch the argamon, the purple wool, onto the beged before tying them around their waist. And the Mishnah concludes, Lo yikshur seret shel tzemer b'shel pishton lachagor bo es matnov afapi sheharutsuya be'emtza. A person would wear a gartel, they would wear a belt. On one end of the belt, you would have a strip of wool. The other end of the belt, you would have a strip of flax. And in between, you might have a piece of leather. So you would say, in theory, there's no problem of klayim because the wool and the flax are not touching. But when you wear that as a belt, you would end up tying the two ends together, the end of wool and the end of flax. And therefore, again, so even though this might only be an issa d'rabbanan, because that has not been gone through the entire process of klayim, so still we say that is an isser of klayim. The last mishnah on klayim is Perek Tes Mishnah Yud. Osos hagardin viosos hakovsim asuros mishum klayim. A person would go to the dry cleaners, to the washers of clothing, or they would go to a person that was doing handiwork, they would go to weavers, a garden, and then you wouldn't know which piece of clothing was yours. This is the universal and eternal problem of the wrong clothing at the dry cleaners, which apparently they were conscious of even back in the time of the Mishnah. So the garden, the weavers, or the washers, they would take the garment, let's say made out of flax, and they might weave into that garment the owner's name. And even though the owner would come home, and the owner would remove the wool stitching, so we still say for that short period of time, there's still the Yisr of Klayim, Asuras Mishum Klayim. The Mishnah continues in a similar sense. Hatokev tekifa achas eino chibur ve'ein ba mishum klayim. If let's say you have a temporary stitching, but the stitching is not only temporary, but it's not something which is long lasting, and it's only a single stitch. You take a garment that's flax and a garment that's wool, and tokev tekifa achas, you stitch them together only using one stitch, so that both pieces are essentially hanging loose, even though they have been stitched together. So Mishnah says Ein bo mishum klayim, and not only that, v'hashomta b'shabbis pater. If let's say you remove that on Shabbos, that's not even considered to be kareya. That's not considered tearing, because one stitch itself is not meaningful. However, also shnei rosheha letzad echad chibor v'yesh bo mishum klayim v'hashomta b'shabbis chayiv. If a person had stitched on one side of two pieces of cloth, and if you imagine in your mind, they carry the other sides of the piece of cloth onto the first side. I mean, you connect at both ends, and now it's almost like a horseshoe or almost like a circle. So you've made the first stitch, and now you've made a second stitch to connect both. So two stitches, that is considered to be a chibor, that is considered to be a connection in regards to Tumah V'Tahara, that is considered to be klayim, and removing them on Shabbos is kriya. And what's left off, of course, is that to connect them on Shabbos would have the iser of tefira, of connecting. So therefore, two stitches, bringing that together, is a problem. One stitch is not. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheyishalesh. Rabbi Yehuda says you'd have to actually bring over the third side. I can't exactly imagine what that looks like. But only then is that considered to be tefira on Shabbos, or kriya on Shabbos, or tu begadim for the purpose of Tumah V'Tahara, and also for klayim. The question is, why is that the case? What's the nature of machlokas between the Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda? And then the Mishnah continues, all of klayim finishes with the last sentence, hasak v'hakupa mitzdarfin leklayim. It's hard for us to imagine, bizman, exactly what this means, but what the pshat of the Mishnah seems to be, according to the Rav, is that you have a sack, you have a sackcloth, you have a kupa, a basket, and onto the sack is attached a piece of tzemer on one side of it, and in the inside of the kupa is attached a piece of flax. And then you take the sack, and you attach the sack to the basket. So now you have the sack with the piece of cloth, the basket with the piece of flax, connected. So now essentially you brought together these two. So even though perhaps the actual wool and flax themselves are not connected, the sack and the basket are connected, and therefore you've created klayim. And I would imagine this is a case of klayim derabanan, not klayim deraisa. And therefore you would not be able to take this basket and now put it on your shoulders as you go to collect vegetables or sell your wares, because that would be a problem of klayim. Slik maseches klayim.